Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chov Gimel. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas William Pokris Velvul Ben Beryl. All the Neshamas we learn for Shalav and Aliyah. Remind ourselves that in yesterday's shiur we continued trying to see whether the Shitos of Rabbi Avohu or Chizkiah could be schlugged up. Again, to remind ourselves, Chizkiah said that only if the Torah uses a specific terminology, what we would call a passive form, a reflexive form, a lo sei ochel, it shan't be eaten, rather than lo sochal or lo sochlu, an active, do not eat, then does the Torah tell us, only if it uses the sei ochel type of verbiage, does it mean that you can't get hana, as well as, of course, you can't eat it. Everybody agrees, of course, you can't eat it. But it needs to have the special terminology of lo sei ochel, or something similar to that, in order to have the Torah aser us from getting hana from the object, as well as not being able to eat it. And Rabbi Avohu says, no, across the board, all the time, if the Torah says don't eat it, it by definition always means that you're also not allowed to get hana from it, unless the Torah is specifically paradakosiv, if the Torah comes and tells us that this is the exception to the rule. So we continue in this discussion. We had a whole bunch of psukim that we brought down yesterday trying to schlug up these two shitas. We were unsuccessful in doing so, and we're going to try again, continue to do so today. So we begin 8 lines down from the top, and we quote a pasuk regarding truma. Bahari truma. Truma seems to be a problem, according to the shita of Rabbi Avohu, that whenever it says don't eat something, it also means an is of hana. Because the Rachman Amar, because the pasuk tells us in regards to truma, it says, v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh. Now here, the kodesh that they're referring to is truma. So it says that a person who's not a kohen, a zor, is not allowed to go lo yochal kodesh. He's not allowed to eat truma. Now it uses the terminology lo yochal, so it's not a concern for Chizkiah, because Chizkiah says it doesn't tell us therefore that it's an iser hana. So according to Chizkiah, there is no problem getting hana from truma for a non-kohen. But eating it is the problem. But according to Rabbi Avohu, it's not only that you're not allowed to eat it, because it says lo yochal, doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Avohu, that you're not allowed to eat it. It also means you're not allowed to get hana from it. So clearly, according to Rabbi Avohu, when the pasuk says that a zor is not allowed to yochal kodesh, it means not only can he not eat truma, but he's not allowed to get hana from truma. But that's not true. It's not. Because we have a Mishnah in Erevin, which we didn't learn that long ago. The Mishnah in Erevin taught us about Erev Tchumim, and it says when you want to make an Erev Tchumim, it has to be something that you can get benefit from. And it says, Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. A nazir is allowed to have his Erev Tchumim meals that are needed in order to establish his new focal point, even with wine. Now, Nazir, of course, can't have wine. Uli Yisrael b'truma. And a Yid is allowed to have truma, which, of course, he can't eat. So, back there in the Gemara in Erevin, we explain because a person can be shoal on his Naziris, and shoal on his being mafresh truma. So, therefore, it has the potential to be edible for him, because he could retract his Naziris, or retract the fact that he declared this truma. But bottom line is, right now, it is truma, and you see that he is allowed to get hana. He is benefiting right now from this truma, that it's his Erev Tchumim, it changed his focal point. And he can now say that from this point over here, I can go 2,000 amas in every direction, not for where my house is or for where I am. So, kasha against Rabbi Avohu, he's getting hana, and you told me, v'zor lo yochal kodesh, means that you're not allowed to get hana. So, what would Rabbi Avohu answer? So, Rabbi Papa answers for him. Rabbi Papa, shani hosam. Again, truma is different because there's an exclusionary pasuk. It says, d'yomakro, trumaschem. The pasuk tells us, v'nechshav lochem trumaschem kadogon minagorun. So, here it's talking that the truma belongs to you, so it's taking it out of the default position that you're not allowed to get hana from it, because it calls it truma schem. It means it's your truma, shaluchem tehei, that you're allowed to use it. If you're a kohen, you're allowed to eat it. If you're not a kohen, you're still allowed to get hana from it. So this is, again, another exception to the rule that Rabbi Avohu stated, and therefore it's not a problem to Rabbi Avohu. Okay, so now we've explained Rabbi Avohu, but this in turn becomes a problem for Chizkiah. According to Chizkiah, we didn't need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to get hana from it. I don't need this exception to the rule idea that Rabbi Avohu needs to say truma shem is the exception to the rule. According to Chizkiah, the idach, why does the Torah tell us truma shem? I don't seem to need it, according to Chizkiah. I already know that it's mutabana. So the Gemara says, Chizkiah would have to answer, truma shem means dechol yisrael kamar. This is telling us that all of Klal Yisrael, as Rashi says, Chizkiah would say in this situation, lav l'mishrei hanoso. It's not coming to go and tell us that you're allowed to get hanor from it. Ella trumaschem d'cho yisrael kamar. He's telling us that this truma belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. V'urchei d'kra, and it's the normal way of the pasuk liish tayui hachi yisrael lav davka d'ho b'levim k'siv. It's telling us that the levim This is talking about Maisa and a Maisa, Chumas Maisa. So it's telling us that the Levim, when they get their Maisa Rishon, they have to take off Chumas Maisa from it. So therefore, that's what it means, that V'nashav L'chem Chumas Chem Kadogim in a Gorin. There's no difference between this Chuma min ha-maisa, this Trumas Maisa, the Maisa min ha-maisa, then the regular Truma Gedola that you take off. So that's what Chizkiah uses the Pasuk for. So again, it's not a problem that this Pasuk is in existence for Rabbi Avoh, because he says this is the exception to the rule because of Trumas Chem. And Chizkiah doesn't need an exception to the rule. He says it's Mutar B'Hanoah because of the general rule. It didn't say Lo Seyochel, it said Lo Yochal, and therefore he uses Trumas Chem to tell me that's the normal way of the Pasuk, the way that it speaks to tell us that this Truma Maisim and Maisim is no different than regular Truma Gedola. Try again. Mora says, Vari Nazir. We have a pasuk by Nazir where it also uses a certain lashon. The Rachmona Amar Torah says, Mechartzanim v'yadzog lo yochel. It uses the terminology of lo yochel. So therefore, it's going to be a problem according to Rabbi Avoh. I shouldn't need anything to teach me that it's also b'hanah. The pasuk says, lo yochel, and therefore it should be also b'hanah, not only also to eat. The Nazir should not be able to eat anything from the grapes. They are also b'hanah. But then, how come? The Mishnah we just brought down, it's not Arvin l'nazir b'yayin. We just said, the Mishnah we brought down from Erevin, that a nazir is allowed to get hanah from wine. He's allowed to have that as his Erev Tichumim. So again, the same kasha as before we asked it on the Truma part. Now we're asking it on the nazir part with the yayin. You're telling me the Pasuk Rabbi Yavo says lo yochel, it means an iser hanah, but here you see that the nazir is allowed to get hanah from the yayin. Again, according to Chizkiah, no problem. He says it doesn't say lo yochel, so therefore there is no iser of hanah. So of course, Chizkiah has no problem the fact that the Mishnah says m'orvil nazir b'yayin. That's a kasha in Rabbi Yavo. So again, we answer for Rabbi Yavo. Amar Mazutri. Mazutri answers for Rabbi Yavo. Shiny awesome. Again, this is an exception to the rule because the Pasuk says the omakra nizro. The Pasuk tells us over here that Bedavka, this Nizro, it belongs to him. The Pasuk tells me that he's allowed to get all the days of his Nizro, Hanah from it, his Nizro, Shaloyehe, it's for him. So he's not allowed to eat it, but he is allowed to get Hanah from it. Oh, so that's why this is another exception to the rule for Rabbi Avoh, and no problem with his general rule. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Ashemar, Kadosh Ye Gadel Pera Sa'arosho. Now, in the Gemara, we have spelled the Pasuk Kadosh with an extra vav in it. In its male. In the Psukim in Chumash, it's actually spelled without the vav. And many of the Mefarshim explain that's the drash over here. It could have said Kadesh, but instead it says Kadoshia, and that implies Gidulo Kadosh. Only the hair is also to get Hanah when you have to shave do the taglachas on the nazir after his period of time. So you burn the hair with the shlomim that he brings. And this is not allowed to get any hanor from it. So this, kadosh, yeah, gadel, pera, sarosho, gidulo, kadosh, only the hair is kadosh, vein dovarache, kadosh, but nothing else is kadosh. So that's what Rav Ashi says. This is, again, the exception to the rule. We have a specific pasuk telling us over here that you're allowed to get hanor from every other aspect, just not from the nazir's hair. Morris says, however, why do you see that? Midei ve'ein dover acher ksib. Where do you see over here that this tells me kadosh yegadel agadel para sarosho implies only the sarosho? Why does it imply that everything else is mutter? So it's not a very good argument that Rav Ashi brought forward. So Gemara says you're right. Taka ela machbarta k'demar zutra. The second teretz that Rav Ashi gave is really not good, and the first teretz that Marzutra gave from the word nizro. So that was the heter for Rabbi Avoh to say why this is an exception to the rule and you can't get hanoah from the grapes even though you're a nazir. Tosa says, what was Chizkiah do with this Pasuk of Nizro? The Gemara doesn't ask that over here for some reason. And then even Tosos, in the third Tosos, Nizro, Shalo Yehei, says, Temel Chizkiah, Nizro L'mayasa. So he says, there are some Sfarim that actually have this in the Gemara here. These Sfarim de Garsinan, Al Nizro Megaleach, Veinu Megaleach, Al Niziros of it. They need this Pasuk to tell us that if a person has funds that were set aside for a carbon Nazir, and they were his father's funds, and the father passed away, so he's not allowed to use those funds on his Nizirus, he can go be Megaleach, but he can't be Megaleach on the Ziros Aviv. The Gideon Hashas says there's problems with this Teretz and Tosos, so maybe that's why many don't have this Giris over here. In any event, you can look in the references that the Gideon Hashas gives to go and see the problems with this Shita in Tosos. In any event, we try again. The Gemara says, Vahare Chodosh. I mentioned many times that there is an Isser of having the new wheat until you bring the Korban Omer on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us there, Dirachmona Omar, The Torah tells us in regard to the Pesuk. There it says, Lechem v'koli v'karmel lo sochlu at etzma yom hazeh. You're not allowed to go and have any of the new wheat, not whether it's bread or koli, or whether it's toasted or caramel or it's fluffed up. So you're not allowed to eat this. Lo sochlu. Again, it's going to be a kasha only in Rabbi Yavoh, because he says lo sochlu means not only an isser of achila, but it means an isser of hana. So the new wheat is not allowed to be eaten, and you're not allowed to get hana from it, according to Rabbi Yavoh, until until you bring the carbon omer on the first day of Cholamai Pesach. Utnan. Yet it says in the Mishnah Menachos tells us that kotzer l'shachas, that you are allowed to go and cut this shachas. It's not yet edible grain. It hasn't yet matured enough. It's called shachas, and you're allowed to go and cut it and give it to your animals. They'll eat it. Umachal behema. So you see, you are allowed to get hanah from it, even though you're not allowed to eat it at that point in time. Kashan Rabbi Yavoh. So Amar Rav Shmaya, Rav Shmaya says again, this is an exception to the rule. Shiny Hasam, because the pasuk says, "D'omar akra kitzirchem." In other words, it tells you that you're allowed to use it. Kitzirchem shelchem yeh, and therefore this is an exception to the rule. Normally, it would be also b'hanoah by using these terms, but since it says kitzirchem, it tells us that it's your kitzir and you're allowed to use it. And obviously, then we have to throw the question now on Chizkiya. Chizkiya, you saying that we don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutar b'hanoah because it doesn't say lo sochelu; it says lo sochlu. Well, does the lo say achilo? So the idach according to Chizkiya, how come we need the pasuk kitzirchem? So Chizkiya would say no. Just like we said before, by trumaschem, so to over here kitzirchem, the chayis so mashmit. It's coming to tell us that all of Klai Yisrael is allowed to do this. So he says, it's not an extra word in the pasuk. It's needed to tell me the statement. This is orche dekra. This is telling us over here what to do with it. Gemara tries again. Vari shrotzim. What about shrotzim? The Torah tells us that we're not supposed to eat shrotzim. Shrutzim are the creepy, crawly creatures that it's also to eat. The Rachman Omar, Sheketsu lo yechel. These creatures, it's also to eat them, lo yechel. Now, here it uses the term, lo yechel. So this is going to be a problem also for Chizkiya, if we're going to ask a question, because even Chizkiya agrees that this terminology, it doesn't say lo yechel, it says lo yechel. It shan't be eaten, and therefore, this would be, according to Chizkiya as well, an isser of hanah, not only an isser of achila. So this is a question that the Gemara is now going to ask to both Chizkiya and Rabbi Yavoh. Yet, it seems that based upon both of their shittas, you shouldn't be able to get hanah from it, utnan. But we learned in the Mishnah, sayode chaya ofos v'dogim. The Mishnah tells us in Shvius, that those people who trap various animals, chayas and ofos and dogim, the wild animals, birds and fish, when they're trapping them, they're only supposed to trap kosher animals. But shenizdamnu lahem minim tmein, if it turns out that you're catching tuna and you get some sharks in there, mutarim lemochin lenochim, you'd be allowed to go sell the non-tohar, the non-kosher species animals to non-Jewish people. So while we normally aren't allowed to do business with non-kosher items, here you are allowed to do business with this shenizdamnu, as Rashi points out, only dafko shenizdamnu, only if it happens to come into your trap. The lo matzuchinin lo lafkirin, we don't make you say that they're hefker. Avul lechatchila also lechazer achrein, but you're not allowed to go specifically and go catch such animals and do business with such animals. But the bottom line is that they're not also b'hanah kasha on both Chizkiya and Rabbi Yavoh, according to both of them, because it says lo yeyachel, so even Chizkiya says you're not allowed to get hanah from it. So the Gemara says, shiny yasim. Again, this is an exception to the rule, both according to Chizkiya and to Rabbi Yavoh, because the pasuk says d'amar kro lochem. They have the extra word they're telling us is a toivah lochem, and therefore lochem is shelochem yehe, that you have the right to use it, however. So again, both according to Chizkiya and Rabbi Yavoh, this is giving you a heter to get hanah here, even though for both of them, the default position would be that it would be also hanah. Shmuel says, if that's true, so then, afilu l'chadchila nami. I just pointed out from Rashi, from the Mishnah and Shvius, that you're not allowed to do this l'chadchila. But if the pasuk says lochem, that means you're allowed to get it, so then why can't you even do it l'chadchila? A person should be able to go trap these various types of shrotzim or other tamei animals l'chadchila. So why can't you? So Gemara says, no, shiny hacha, because the pasuk also says, the amakra, you, it should be for you, b'habi yasin yehu, that only you, v'sheketz you lochem, when the pasuk says that it should be a sheketz for you, it's lochem, but yehiyu, only if it happens, nizdamnam, if you happen to have it in your possession. So again, the contrasting words, you lochem, Sheketz you lochem, come to teach us both of these ideas, that one, it's not also b'hano, lochem, but you, only if nizdamnu. Gemara says, u'lechizkiya lomali l'michtav lo yeyochel, u'maisi lechem l'mishrei, lo lechtav rechmona lo yeyochel, v'lo yboi lochem. So the question to Chizkiya is obvious. You're telling me I need a pasuk lochem to exclude it from the normal Itz HaNor that would apply here. And then I have the Pasuk using the terminology Yeyachel to tell me that it should have an Itzer of HaNor. So guess what? Don't write Yeyachel and don't write Lochem, and I'll know that there's no Itzer of HaNor. So according to Chizkiah, why did he use the terminology Sheketsu Lo Yeyachel? You should have just said Sheketsu Lo Yochal, and then I wouldn't need the words B'Sheketsu Lochem. So according to Chizkiah, you're telling me I need a pasuk to include it and a pasuk to exclude it. So just don't have it there at all. Don't have either of the two. Don't say Yeyachel and don't say Lochem. And the default position would be that it's Mutar B'Hanor. Again, according to Rabbi Avoh, he needs it no matter what because Lo Yeyachel, Lo Yochal, it's the same thing. It's Asur B'Hanor. So according to Rabbi Avoh, he definitely needs the words Lochem to tell us Lochem, Shalochem, Yehei. But according to Chizki, you shouldn't need it. Don't write Lo Yeyachel and don't write Lochem. So Gemara says, no. Chizki will tell you, he says, no, this is the source of my Hoshita. This is the situation that proves my Hoshita. I need a source to tell me that under normal circumstances, lo yeyochel means asur b'hanor. And that's why this proves it, that normally that's the Shita. And that's why there's an exception to the rule of yet. That's why I learned my Hoshita out from Chizki says. So therefore, it was necessary to say lo yeyochel and lochem to teach me my Hoshita. Okay, so everybody's good again. Gemara tries again. Ari chametz, by chametz it says, the Torah says, Rachman Amar, lo yeochel chametz. This terminology seems to be a kasha to both Chizkiah and to Rabbi Avohu. V'tanya, and the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, he says to his Baalei Plukta, including Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Latzmukho, you're telling me that there's a din of chametz avalas a Pesach that's also after Pesach? I'm shocked at that. Hey chametz also by Noah Kol Shiva. I don't even have that it's also to get Hanor from Chometz on Pesach itself. And you're telling me that there's an Issa to have Hanor from Chometz after Pesach? So therefore, according to Rav Yosef HaGalili, he clearly doesn't have any Issa of Chometz in Hanor. You're allowed to even get Hanor on Pesach, according to Rav Yosef HaGalili. So Kasha Yeochel Chometz over here seems to be both the Kasha on Chizkiah and on Rabbi Avohu, that both of them say that the default position here should be that there is an Issa of Chometz in terms of Hanor. And Rav Yosef Lili says that there is no Isser of Chametz in terms of Hanor. So it says again, Shiny Hassam, here we have the exception that proves the rule, because the Pasuk says, the Yomakra, below Yere Lecha, Sa'ar, for you. In other words, the Sa'ar is yours, Shalecha Yehei, for you it is yours. And therefore, you are allowed to get Hanor only because the Pasuk tells me, Lecha. But otherwise, the default position would be, Yeyachel, is both according to Chizkiah and to Rabbi Avoh, something that would be normally Asur B'Hanor. Now, Tosus points out over here that technically, according to Chizkiah, you could argue that don't write the word Yeyachel, like we just said before, in regards to the Sheketz, and then you won't have to write the word Lecha. So Tosus points out, Tema, the Likosev, Lo Yeyachel, Lechizkiah, the Lo Boy Lecha. Don't write the word Lo Yeyachel, just write Lo Yochal, and then you won't need the word Lecha. So therefore, according to Tosos and others, this question is not really on Chizkiah, because Chizkiah cannot be in accord with the opinion of Yosef Galili. They're mutually exclusive. So the question isn't on Chizkiah. He says, I don't agree with Yosef Galili. In fact, there is no way to understand Chizkiah in accord with Yosef Galili. So the kash is only on Rabbi Avoh. He could hold like Yosef Galili because he says that this is the exception to the rule. And that's where Yosef Galili gets it from, because he asks the word Lecha. So Gemara says, but according to the Chachamim that argue with Yosef Galili, Rabbanan, what do they do with the word Lecha? Shelecha yataroeh, aval ataroeh shelacherim shogavoa. They need the word Lecha to teach us a din that we had earlier in the first parak, and that is that your own chametz is not allowed to be seen. Lo yera Lecha chametz, your own chametz, but you are allowed to see the chametz that belong to other people, to goyim and to hektish. So that chametz is around, it's not a problem. No, this is a very good usage of the word Lecha. What is Rav Yosef HaGalili in this situation learn out this din from Avalataroa Shalachev Shalgavoa? So Gemara answers, simple. Trei Lecha Ksivi. There are two times that the word is written Lecha. Lo Yire Lecha Chametz, Lo Yire Lecha Sa'ar, as Rashi points out. So therefore, I use one to teach me the din that I said, that it comes to tell us this is the exception to the rule of Hanor, and the other one to tell me Avalataroa Shalachev Shalgavoa. No, this is such a good question. We now throw it back on the Bali Plukta, the Chachamim of Rav Yosef Lili, and the Idach, what do they say? So they say, no, I need both of these Lachos to teach us the din, Avalat HaRosh Alechem Shel Gavoa. I need one to tell me Chad Benochri Shekibashto. I need one to tell me a Nochri that is under your dominion, and the Chad Benochri Shelo Kibashto. I want to tell me the Nochri when he's not under your dominion. You might have thought that there's a difference between the two, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. On that hey, so therefore you need both lachos to tell me that no, avalataro shalachem shalgavoa, whether it's a nachri shekibashto or a nachri shaloki bashto. So I need both lachos, and I don't have a free one to tell me that it is in fact mutter b'hano, like Rav Yosef Lili says. No, this is such a good answer. You need the two lachos to teach us this din. What does Rav Yosef Lili do? V'idach, what does he do? So Gemara says, no, t'lasa lachok sivi. There's a third pasuk. V'lo yir lachos sar b'chol gvul cha, shivas yamin. So we have a third pasuk that says lachos. So Rav Yosef Lili would say, I agree with you. I use the first two, avalat haro shalachem shalachri, fenachri shekibashto, and enachri shalokibashto. And the third lachos to tell me that this is the exception to the rule. And according to Rabbi Avo, you're allowed to go and get hana over here. It's the exception to the rule. And that's why Rav Yosef Lili says, that's why chametz is not also b'hana, kol shiva. No. What do the chachamim do with the third time that says the pasuk l'cha? V'idach, the chachamim's opinion. You need all three, and nothing is left to teach us the din that, according to Rabbi Avo, it's not also b'hana. And in fact, Rabbi Avo would say that it is also b'hana. That's the chachamim's opinion. Not like Rav Yosef Lili, because they hold like Rabbi Avo, but they don't hold like Rav Yosef Lili. And they need all three l'chas. They need one to tell me chad b'sa'or, the chad b'chametz, Utsriche. You need to tell me there's a difference between sa'ar and chametz. Sa'ar is very, very strong chametz, but it's not really edible. And chametz is regular chametz, which is edible, but it's not as strong. So I might have thought that either one of these two, you have a reason to think why it should be included in lo yireh l'cha chametz, and the other one should not. Lo yireh l'cha l'schar, and the other one not. So therefore you need each of the l'chas to tell me it applies to both sar and chametz, and then the third l'cha is to come to tell me that this applies even to a nachri shekibashto that's under your dominion, so therefore you might have thought that his chametz you're not allowed to see, so kamash v'lan, you need all three l'chas. So everything works out fine. Now the Gemara says, we haven't any more questions on Rabbi Avo and Chizkia, each of them's shita is perfectly good, but let us say that they're Amarayim, that their machlokes between Chizkia and Rabbi Avo is actually totally on a Tanoic machlokes. Lemo ketanoi. That this machlokes Amarayim, Chizkia and Rabbi Avo, is actually based upon a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. What is that? So we just need to have a background of a psukim. The first pasuk deals with kachim, and it says, Kol chelev shor v'chesev v'ez lo sochelu. So it tells us that the chaleb, which is the sacrificial fats that are brought on the Mizbeach, so they're supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, lo sochelu, you're not allowed to go and eat them. Then the second pasuk says, the chaleb nevela, the chaleb trefa, yaseh lechol melacha. Tells me the chaleb of a nevela or a trefa, you're allowed, yaseh lechol melacha. And that's what the Gemara starts off over here. It says, yaseh lechol melacha, so what do I need that for? Ma tamud lo melechol melacha. Every usage that I want. What do I need that to tell me for every usage that I want? After all, shiocholim lechas gavoye mutter. Because the Gemara says that I might have thought that you're only allowed to use the chalev for hektish's benefit. For example, if I have something in hektish and I need to put on some shmir on it, some oil, it's going to be fine to do so. Lechas hedjot, however, for my own personal usage, hua yeyaser, it should not be allowed. That's why Talmud Lomar, the pasuk tells me, lechol melacha. That's why I'm allowed to use it for any melach I want. Chalev is allowed to be used. There is no iser hana on it whatsoever. Divrei Rav Yosi HaGlili. That is Rav Yosi HaGlili's opinion, which we'll see is going to be connected to Rabbi Avo's din. He says it uses the lashon of achila, and it means an iser hana, and that's why you need a special pasuk to tell me l'chol melacha. However, Rabbi Akiva Omer, she'ochel lechas hedjot yetar. I would have said that the chalev, which might have thought has the status of nevela, can be metame thing. So I need a pasuk to tell me, shiyachol, if it just said, yeyaseh melacha, it would tell me that I'm allowed to go and use the chalev, and it won't be metame chulin. Shiyachol lemelechas hedyot yeytar, only in regards to chulin will it become tar. It won't make the thing tame. However, if I'm dealing with kachim or truma, lemelechas gavoa, yeytame, it would have the ability to be metame talmud loma. Therefore, the pasuk tells me, lechol melacha, yeseh lechol melacha, to tell me that even by kachim, the neve lechelev isn't metame. Now, How does this relate to all machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili? So it says as follows. The Gemara says, "V'Rabbi Yossi Aglili l'tuma ulatara lo'itzder chukra." He says, "I don't need Rabbi Akiva's drasha for tuma and tara because I say as follows: ki itzder chukra l'isl heta. I need to tell me that you're allowed to go and get benefit from it, whether it's kachim or whether it's a hedjot." And Rabbi Akiva says, "Pum faker." Rabbi Akiva says, "Isa v'heter lo tzarich kwa." No, for the fact that you can use it for personal usage or for kachim uses, I don't need a heter for that. We'll see in a moment why. And the psukim needed to tell me that in regards to tumatara, it applies to both chulin as well as kachim. So we turn to Yomid Beis. Let us now explain that this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is based upon our machlokas between Rabbi Avohu and Chizkiah. My lab, behold, kamivli. This is what they're arguing about. That in fact, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the Pasuk says, Lo so chelu. Kol chelev shor v'chesev v'eiz, Lo so chelu. You're not allowed to eat them. Now it says the word Lo so chelu. That would be, according to Rabbi Avo, an Isser, that would be a prohibition against Hanah. Lo so chelu mashba bein Isser achila bein Isser Hanah. Again, L'shitas Rabbi Avo, and we want to suggest now that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like that. Therefore, I already know that it's also b'hanah. I'm not going to get any benefit from it. And therefore, the chiyosa kra, the mishri l'nevela, but no, the osa. And that's why I need a pasuk to come to tell me that this is the exception to the rule. And I can go, in fact, and get hanah from it. That's why, let us assign Rabbi Yossi Aglili to be within the sheet of Rabbi Avo. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva sabra lechiskia, that he says, when he says lo, so chelu, it means you're not allowed to eat it. But you are allowed to get hanah from it. And therefore, lo sochelu, like Chizkiah, is isra achila mashma, isra no lo mashma. So therefore, there is no prohibition. So of course I'm allowed to go and use it. And therefore, the chiyosa kral, the tomentara. And therefore, the pasuk is coming to tell me that there is no din of tomentara on it. So let us say that this machlokas of Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is actually totally in the ideas that the Amorayim, Rabbi Avo and Chizkiah had expressed. The Gemara rejects this, and Gemara says, no, lo. The Kuli Amma, everybody agrees over here, like Rabbi Avo. The Kuli Amma Lo Sechelu is Mashma Bein Yisra Achila Bein Yisra Anah. Both of them, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, could actually say that it implies, by saying Lo Sechelu, that there's an Yisra Anah. Then what are they arguing about? And this is what Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about. Rabbi Yossi Aglili saw Varki Shehutra Nevela, that when we learn that Nevela is permitted, so he hutra, only nevela is permitted. However, chelba v'gida lo hutru, but the chelev and the gidim are not permitted. And therefore, I need a pasuk v'chi yitzrich kra leheter anah hudiyosa. I need a separate pasuk to come to tell me that. That's what Rav Yossi Aglili uses the pasuk for, to tell me that there's an iser normally, and now there's a heter because of this pasuk that tells me that the chelev is now mutter for hanah. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva sabar kishuutra nevela, when we were taught that a nevela is allowed, we've already learned chelba v'gida nami hutru. It includes all of the basar, including the chelav and the gidim. And therefore, it's all permissible. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's permissible. And therefore, v'chiyetz durekra, when I now have kol nalacha, that comes to tell me, letum v'tara, that comes to tell me that it can't transmit, the chelav can't transmit tum, and not only to chulim, but also to kachim. So therefore, this machlokas Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do necessarily with the machlokas of Rabbi Avo and Chizkiah. Now the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ashkan Chelev the Shai Rachmon Banah. So the Chelev, we understand, we have a pasuk to tell me why the Chelev is permissible in Hanah. Elogid name of the Asur, but we don't have a pasuk for the Gid. So it says by the Chelev, Yeyaseh Kol Melacha, but I don't have a pasuk by the Gid. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is the Gid in fact also b'hanah? So Gemara says, yeah, Teretz number one. Ibai Sam, yeah, Hachanami D'Aser. Rabbi Yossi Aglili would say that it is Aser, because he holds that the Lashon of Lo Sochelu is Masha Bein Yitzur Achila Bein Yitzur Anah. And since we don't have a special pasuk telling us that the Gid is the exception to the rule, so Taka, the first answer for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is that he says, yeah, Hachanami D'Aser. But Teretz number two, we buy same and no. Ema ma'isi lo kavachomer. You could argue that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that in fact you're allowed to get hanor from the Gid Anosha from the following kavachomer, a great kavachomer. Uma chelev shanush kares. We just said the chelev, which normally if a person were to eat chelev, it would be an iser of kares. Yet mutu b'hanor. So certainly, if the more stringent iser of chelev is permissible b'hanor, so certainly the less strict iser of gid, which is only a lav, gid she'eno onush kares, it's only a lav not to eat the gid anosh. It's not an iser of kares. Lo kol shekein, certainly it should be permissible b'hanor. This is the Kal V'chomer that Yossi Aglili says that you can learn out that not only the chelev but also the gid are permissible for hanor. You learn out the chelev from the pasuk, Yehaseh kol melacha, and then the gid is permissible because of the kal v'chomer. Now this is such a good kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Shimon, when we learned this on Daf Chav Beis in yesterday's shir, Rabbi Shimon the Asar, Rabbi Shimon who said that the gid anosha is Asar for Hanoa, why didn't Rabbi Shimon use his kal v'chomer? So Gemara says, no, because ikal mifrach, because there's a pircha, you could schlug up this kal v'chomer, at least Rabbi Shimon does, and he says as follows. There's a stringency that we find by the gid that we don't find by chalev. There are types of chalev that are permissible. They're permissible in regards to the animals known as chayos, the seven kosher animals that are chayos. You're allowed to go. The deer, the antelope, the ibex, the giraffe maybe. So those animals, you're allowed to eat their chalev. It's only a behema, the goat, sheep, and cow families that you're not allowed to eat their chalev. So by chalev, we find some permissible and some non-permissible. Shekein hutu miklalo wait zochaya. So therefore, you can't tell me that the same rule applies by a gid. Tell me by a gid. Shlahutu miklalo wait zochaya. The gid anosha is not able to be eaten by any animal. So therefore, you can't bring me a kavachomer gid to chalev. No, that's such a good answer. This pirch is a good answer. Why didn't Rav Yossi Glili like this? V'iduch, Rav Yossi Glili says, no, because we're not talking about chayas. The behemo kamrina, we're discussing behemos. And by the behemos, behemos means the history. There is no exception to the rule in regards to the behema. So therefore, my kavachomer is a good kavachomer. Now, let's regroup and see where we are. We have proven over the last 2 days that there is a valid dispute between Rabbi Avo and Chizkiah in regard to what is the source of their prohibition that sometimes things that are usur with achila also means that they're usur in hana. But there were very, very few cases, actually, that there's a distinction between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo. And now the Gemara is going to go through that. Michtei. After all is said and done, Ozvinu kolani kroi v'shaninu. We asked all the questions from all the different psukim and we answered them. Bottom line is, Chizkiah v'Rabbi Avo, my pligi. What are they really arguing about? There were only two arguments that they had, and it's only based upon derivations. B'chametz b'Pesach, b'alibi d'Rabbanan. They argue about whether the chametz on Pesach is asur b'hanoah according to the Chachamim. And b'shar ha'nitzkal v'alibi d'Riyakol. And the argument regards to b'shar ha'nitzkal, according to everybody, that it's asur b'hanoah. The only thing that they have difference between them is Chizkiah, nofik le'mi lo ye'ochel. Chizkiah learned it out because of the strange language, lo ye'ochel, it shan't be eaten. And Rabbi Yoel learns it out, nofik lehu min nevela, because he learns it out through the drushes that we said previously from nevela. From the fact that the Torah had to tell me that the nevela is permissible, so that shows me that the full position is that it's not permissible. So in these two areas, the shor ha'nitzkal, aliba d'diri yakol, and the chametz pesach, aliba d'rabbanon, michtei, bein lamar, bein lamar. Whether you're going to say it's also according to Chizkiah's reasoning, or whether you can say it's also according to Rabbi Avo's reasoning, asur banah. They both said it's asur banah. So my binayu. So what's the difference? The only difference is the drasha, but halach lamaisa, there's no difference between them. So one says, no, there is a difference between them in one other regard. Ika benayu chulin shenishchatu b'yazara, that the major fundamental difference between these two shitas is in one din. Whether you say the chulin shenishchatu b'yazara is a din d'araisa, that it's also or only a din d'rabbanon. Why? Chizkiah savar lo yeyachel. When Chizkiah says, the pasuk says, lo yeyachel limute hani, it says, in this situation, the reflexive or the passive form, lo yeyachel, it shan't be eaten. So that comes to tell me these two dinim. But the word oso, remember we had lakelev tashchun oso, limute chulin shenishchatu b'azara. That came to tell us over here that if you have a shchita of chulin in the azara, that is also osa b'anoah on a daraisa level. That's what lakelev tashchun oso. This you go and give to the kelev, but not chulin shenishchatu b'azara. So according to Chizkiah, there's another thing over here that's also in the daraisa. And Rabbi Avo, no, that's not an Issa Deraisa. Oso, limute hani. We needed Oso to tell me these two over here, this Shor HaNiskal, Aliva Dibri Akol, and Chometz HaPesach, Aliva Dibri Abonon. That's what the Oso comes to exclude. But Chulin, Shinishchatu Be'azora, Lav Doraisa Ninu. That's not an Issa Deraisa. And this, ultimately, is the real Halacha L'maisa Nafkamina between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo. So we spent the last 2 days discussing these two shitas. Now the Gemara is going to present a third shita as to why Chametz on Pesach is asur b'hanoah and why the Shor HaNiskal is also asur b'hanoah. And that is the shita that we're now going to bring down from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Yosef, how may Rabbanon come to Rabbi Shua ben Achmeni? One of the Tamidim was sitting in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Shua ben Achmeni, and he said over the following. B'yosef, v'kama mishmei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He said over this following third opinion in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. How do we know that something that is also b'achila is also also b'ano, specifically referring here to these two cases, hochanami asurim b'ano, umayninu, what are these cases also b'ano, chomis v'pesach, v'shor nitzka? How do we know that? That's the question that he was saying in the name of Rishu ben Levi, but before he could give the answer that Rishu ben Levi gave, his Rebbe interrupted him. Rishu ben Nachmeni said, minayin? You're asking me minayin? We just had 2 days of Gemara. Either you learn like Chizkia does, tepuklei below yeyachel, or you can learn it, we'll see in a second, like Rabbi Yavo. But first he says, tepuklei below yeyachel, from the extra language over here, lo yeyachel, instead of lo yochel. So that's where you learned out that it's also from. But this Talmud didn't like that answer. He says, lo yeyachel, israchila mashul. He says, no, where do you get this idea that lo yeyachel is different than lo yochel? It means do not eat. So therefore, I wouldn't know that. I disagree with Chizkia's drasha. Shmuel says, israchila, lo mashul. It doesn't imply an israchila, it just applies an israchila. Okay, so the Rebbe said, Rishu ben Nachmeni said, okay, so then if you don't like Chizkia's teretz, so tevet levi nedela. So go and learn it out the same way that Rabbi Avo did. And that's the source, that's the exception to the rule. You needed the pasuk to specifically tell me that nedela is mutter to get hanah from. Oh, so that proves that that was the exception to the rule. Normally, it would be also b'hanah. So Shmuel says, no, this Talmud said, sovelok Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, Rishu ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He disagrees with Rav Meir's analysis of how we learn out tepuk lemi nevela. He holds like Rav Yehuda that you need those words for the normal way that it's written. We had this machlokas in yesterday's shia. The words lager, you give it to the ger toshav, or you give it to the nochri. So Rav Yehuda's opinion was that the pasuk says you must give it to the ger toshav, or you must sell it to the nochri. Kids saw them, like the words say. So therefore, he doesn't have the extra free words to learn it out, like Rav Meir did. So therefore, this Talmud said, Minayin, where do we know it? Because neither of those two sources, neither Chizkia nor Rabbi Yavo, are good. So his Rabbi still isn't happy with that. Rishu ben Nachmeni says, Yisov lo Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me that Rishu ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so still, Tebiklei Mehechel did not claim Rabbi Yehuda. You can learn it out still from where Rabbi Yehuda learned that. Rabbi Yehuda also says, that you're allowed to get hanor, and he learns it out. Mila kelev tashli chonosal. So mimarashach, you still have it, but the Talmud says no. Rabbi Yehusha ben Levi doesn't hold like that aspect of Rabbi Yehuda. Kesav echulin shenishchal dubazar daraisa. He disagrees. Like we just said, he holds that that needed la kelev tashli osal comes to teach me the din of chulin shenishchal dubazara. That's a din daraisa. So therefore, this Talmud is now explaining why Rabbi Yehusha ben Levi has to come up with this third sheet. So Rabbi Shuben Levi says, where do we know, how do we know that Chometz of Pesach and Shorin Iskal are also by no, minayin? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Chatos, it's really V'chol Chatos, Asher Yuvah B'dama V'chule, V'gomer. So it tells us over there, She'ein Tamaloma V'eishti Saref. At the end of that Pasuk it says, you're not allowed to eat it, V'eishti Saref. So the end of the Pasuk, the V'gomer, is the critical part. Now, why are you telling me to burn it? I already know that I have to burn it because we previously had a pasuk that said it had to be burned. Where was that? I don't need it to tell me you have to burn it because it's already burned. This was a whole discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen at the time that he asked him, why are you burning the chatas? Why aren't you eating the chatas? Did it go inside? Did this chatas that was a penimis go inside into the heichal and therefore that's why you're burning it? So therefore, it says, I already know that it's supposed to be burned. V'hinei sarof. So why do I need over here to tell me that if a chatas goes inside, that it has to be burned? By HT saref, I already know that. So it's extra. And we have a rule. If something is not needed for something, menu inin lezeh, teneu inin lezeh. So here, I don't need it to tell me here, teneu inin l'chol yisurin shebet Torah. So it comes to tell me that this isser is normally going to be something that is forbidden in Hanah, and that applies to the chometz on Pesach and the shor haniskal. Teneu l'inyon l'kol yisurim shebet Torah. It applies to all yisurim in the Torah that are also in Hanah. That's where we learn it out from. But HT Saref, we don't need it to tell us the din by chata, so it comes to teach us over here that the chometz on Pesach and the shor haniskal are also b'hanah from v'hinei sorof but HT Saref. Now, I don't need it for achila. The menu inyon l'achila, because that I already know, the pasuk says specifically, so tenei in l'isra'no, so therefore we use it for nisra'no. And the Gemara says, so then you're going to tell me, iman kan disreifa, then here, it tells me that it must be destroyed with sreifa. So too, av kol yisurim shebetor b'sreifa. Then I might think that it has to be destroyed b'sreifa. So amar kra b'kodesh ba'eish tisareif. Only things in the kodesh b'kodesh b'sreifa. However, the ain kol yisurim shebetor b'sreifa. You lav davka have to burn the chametz. Again, we had a previous the sheet of Yehuda that you do have to burn the chametz, but that's only in the sixth hour. The rest of the time, you just have to destroy the chametz. And over here, the Isser by Shara Niskal, you don't have to burn it, it's just Osir Behano. Now, that's what the Talmud said to his Rebbe, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. That's his explanation of the Shita of Rav Shmuel ben Levi. Mitzvah Shem will pick up here tomorrow and show that his Rebbe, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, doesn't agree with this still. With that, we conclude today's Shir.